Welcome back.
What number is this?
We are at number, I think 24. We done lost count now. Look at us. Well, welcome back. Coffee, Blunts, and Donuts. We are back. Your favorite podcast to miss and want to come back for more. It's your girl, Natasha Tamara.
It's your boy, ITS. Gas Daddy. Smokey.
Yeah, we're here to bring you rich, well-rounded discussions from a higher perspective. We are back.
I'm higher, she's perspective.
Special guest with us today. The voice that you just heard in our introduction. Roll it, light it, I'm high. But I'm getting higher. Yes, we got him here. Yeah. Give it up for Rello.
Hello, hello. I appreciate y'all for letting me come on, man.
Come on, you did the theme song. You're supposed to have been here.
Supposed to have been here.
It's a long time coming.
Definitely a long time coming.
I'm glad I'm here.
Exactly. We're glad we're here. You're here as well. And no time like the present. Thank you, first and foremost, for letting us use your music for our intro and just repping for Coffee, Blunts, and Donuts, as you have been doing. So we appreciate you. But we want to get into Rello and your music and just life in general. So introduce yourself and let us know a little bit about yourself.
Hi, my name is Rello. I go by the name Rello. Obviously, I'm a musician, an artist. I've been rapping for about like five years, I would say now, but I've been taking it a lot more seriously the past 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah. I was born in Boston. I lived in Woburn for a little bit and I went to high school in Reading. So, and then after high school, I lived in Lawrence for like 4 years and now I'm back in Reading. Yeah.
I'm all over the map.
I have not stayed in one place. You know, my mom kept moving. She didn't want to stay in one place, and I respect it. I had to go where she goes. She told me.
I'm sure that's helped in your music. What would you say your rap style, your music style is?
I could tell you my inspiration. Okay. My biggest inspiration is Drake.
Oh. Drizzy.
Drake is my
biggest. You're not going to give him a sound effect?
I like Drake.
I'm going to be real with you. That's my biggest inspiration.
Drake. I need to know what was said right now. Because I would have been like, but I ain't going to be ahead of you. My phone is on fire right now.
Second one is J. Fantasy. Cole,
mm-hmm.
Big Sean, Meek Mill, and Lil Wayne.
Okay.
So they all contributed to how I spit and how I like to hear music and how I like, you know, rapping.
And how old are you, if you don't mind me?
He just told us by his description.
I know, that's why I just wanted to ask.
Yo,
Drake raised me, bro. Drake raised me. That's just how
you're 27?
I'm 27, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. But those are great artists.
I'm not, Drake raised me.
he did, bro. You know what I'm saying? Growing up, listening to Forever. The first song I ever heard from Drake was, what's it called? The Best I Ever Had.
Oh.
First song I heard that for the first time, I'm like, yo, who the fuck is this? Like, I've never heard some shit like that. I thought there was another nigga on the hook. How old was I? I was probably like, what? I think it was in eighth grade.
Oh, okay. Shit. Okay.
Yeah, eighth or seventh grade. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, so like, I don't know. I just the fact that he was singing the melodies and like the hook and then rapping his ass off with the verses, like, You don't be seeing that shit often.
And that's kind of your style. Like, you be singing on your songs and rapping as well.
I just love that style. Once I heard it, I was like, yo, like, I need more of it. But I'm not going to, like, you got to give it up for the OGs. Like, Jadakiss was a big part of my life, too. I had an older brother. His favorite rapper was Gucci. Okay. He used to listen to Jadakiss all the time.
Okay.
He was obsessed with Paul Wall for some reason. I don't know why he liked that nigga so much.
Paul Wall was hot. Paul Wall and Chameleon, they were hot for me.
Yeah. Eminem too. Like, Eminem, old Eminem was the real deal. Like, I felt like I understood music at a younger age way more than a lot of people did. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit spoke to me.
But for you, it was in the eighth grade hearing that.
Once I heard that shit, like, I was like, wow, like, that shit's powerful. Like, because I didn't right. know, I never heard it like that. Like, obviously, you had an R&B nigga sing the hook.
Right.
You had a rapping nigga sing the verse, you know? I never heard someone do it, it's like by himself mm-hmm. and just made it different for me. Like, I want to do, like, it just made me think, like, I could do that. I want to do that.
So and I started. That's when you started back yeah. in.
I started in eighth grade or? As, like, I wasn't, like, rapping to people, right? I just, like, started listening to more music more. My brother was really a rapper. Like, yeah, okay. My brother, his name is Karma. He was always rapping. So he would like write all the time and I would be the nigga he would perform to. You know what I mean? So he would be like, yo, check this out. So I'd be listening to him. Like, damn, like that shit was crazy. All the time. And then he went to jail. When he went to jail, he would rap through the phone with me. Mm-hmm. And then one time I came back and I started spitting to him and he was like, yo, you're actually good Got at it. This. You're like, yeah, you know, you're nice with it. And I was like, I didn't think I was that nice, so I kept doing it because he liked it, and then I started taking it seriously, and I just went up from there.
Right.
Yeah.
Dope. Yeah.
Now, do you think his style and rapping influenced any of yours in the beginning?
Yeah.
In your early stage?
Yeah, because I really wanted to rap. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I wanted to, like, the punchlines, the play on words. I love that type of shit. I love it. And Karma, my brother, he was my favorite rapper at first. Like,
okay.
He could spit his ass off. And he still got it to this day. But, like, I just love the way he did it. Like, it was just strictly, like, bars. Mm-hmm. And that's the type of shit that I wanted to do. But when you start doing it yourself and you start seeing the music industry, and you start seeing how it changes, people don't give a fuck about lyrics anymore. You know what I mean? So you have to change the way you approach the music. You got to make it music mm-hmm. instead of just spitting your ass off.
I don't know. I think there's like, so in rap, I guess you're saying, right? Mm-hmm. So I guess there's more subcategories in rap now where you have,
that's real.
You have drill rappers, you have conscious rappers, you have pop rappers, and you have, I don't even know what to categorize, like, boom bap rappers. I don't want to say boom bap rappers, but I'm talking about like Benny the Butcher in them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like hip hop. Like
that's hip hop. That's real.
That's
rap.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like, I think it's still.
But it's crazy. But listening to your songs, Rello, I hear all of those different genres.
Right.
I feel like you touched upon all of those. I heard you with like a drill, and now with just the reggae.
It's not. Yeah, yeah. Drill. I don't like to be in that category. I personally
like
don't.
A not like hard drill. It was like
bounce.
More like
a bounce, yeah.
yeah. Okay, so call it bounce then. But the reggae joint. Even are you gonna do? How you feel about the country? A little twang to it.
I might dab in that category.
You know what I'm saying?
It's popping right now. Mm-hmm. I might see what's up with it, but like that's not.
What's your
like
favorite type of way to rap?
I thought
she was gonna ask your favorite country song.
No. I like rapping. I like rapping my just like bars,
mm-hmm. freestyle,
like play on words like that. That shit that make you think like, damn, did he really just say that? Like, that's my favorite type of rap. Like, I like listening to that and I like doing that. But again, the way I see it is like I can't continue doing that because then I'll just be put in a box. You know what I'm saying? Like he said, in the sub genre. And I don't want to be put in a box. Like I really enjoy making music and I want to be the best. And I'm paying attention to people who are the best or in the top. They could dabble in a lot of things. You know what I mean? They could make it make sense. They have a lot of different pockets to fill. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm trying to be on. I don't want to be put in a specific category. I want to be the best in all I could do.
Right. Yeah.
What other things are you into right now?
Right now, I'm dabbling in some disco.
Okay.
Disco vibe, you know, bring that back a little bit, but in my own little way.
You can be like the next Donna Summer. She's from out here. Have the hit. What? Bring disco back to Boston.
Might have
Boston.
To. You might have to.
But
might have to give another sound effect.
You can't even hear what's happening anyway, so it doesn't matter. So tell me about some songs that we should know. Do you have an album out or EP or anything? Nah,
I have about 12 songs out on all platforms.
Okay.
The fan favorite is Lemon Squeeze. Mm. You know, that's the first song I showed Javon.
Yeah.
And that shit was kind of, that was crazy. At first though, I showed Javon the song. He was like, it's all right.
Play it cool.
That's what it was. That's what he was hearing again.
Straight up like that. And I was like, damn, that shit hurt me for a little bit. It was, but then he was like, yo, I actually listened to this. Like, all right, you got something. You got something.
Okay. Nah, but it was only because of the way he did it. Yeah. He came over. My shit's fire. Yeah, you got to hear this. So it wasn't only me. It was a bunch of us.
It was a bunch of people.
I was like, all right. It's all right. It was. And then I listened to it again.
Sometimes
in the whip.
Nah,
I got in the whip and I put it on. And I listened to it. I was like, oh, shit. She's all right.
You seen?
Yeah, sometimes you just need a different scenery.
We all were calling it something else.
You listen to it.
You're like, yo, what's up with the Lemonade song?
Yeah, he would always say that, bro. Lemon, it wasn't Lemon Squeeze. You said something funny, bro.
I like the impression. Seed her, right? With the dance and everything.
Yeah, I try to make that.
Did you come up with that dance?
Yeah, I did come up with that dance. Me and my friend Jay, the prospect, me and him came up with it. But if you heard the sample was from America, Venture Highway.
Mm, not familiar.
But it's like a rock song. Mm-hmm. Then we sampled it, but that was fun making. That song was fun making. It was fun vibing to it.
Yeah, yeah. It looked like you guys had a good time.
Yeah, try to make moments out of stuff, but hope it sticks.
Yeah. So where does the inspiration from songs like that come from? You know,
that's just being in the club. You know, looking at a shorty, you with your friend. Turn around like, yo, that's the one.
And you named the song Seed Her?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, in the club.
Listen. I'll explain it. See, I don't mean actually like I want to put a seed in her. You know what I mean? I mean like I'm going to my friend. I want to lock it up. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the one. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, I can see myself having a kid with
her. Exactly.
I don't actually.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But like, I might just see this bitch. You feel me?
She's in the club every night.
Yo, chill out. That may not be the one. That may not be the one.
That's not the one. That's not the one he's going to see.
That's why I said I might just see this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
He wants to see it.
Listen to the song. It's a good song and a good dance. Learn the dance.
You know what I'm saying?
Put it on. It's on TikTok and stuff.
You might have to play that right now. He wants to see it.
Oh, my.
Can I hear that real quick?
Yeah.
Justin, do you have the aux thing? Is it set up or no?
I can grab it. Is it? What type of plug you got for the phone?
US?
I
have an iPhone. I don't have
an
iPhone.
iPhone.
Yeah.
iPhone.
Why we get that ready? See that?
Yo,
how did I miss that one?
That's one with the dance.
Yo, I'm telling you.
Now I can't even say how the dance goes. I can only imagine.
Yo, bro.
A lot of hip moving in the Cedar dance, huh?
A lot of hip moving.
Jesus Christ.
A lot of hip moving.
What's your nationality?
I'm Haitian.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah.
100%?
I'm 100% Haitian.
Speak Creole?
I do not speak Creole. My mom fucked up.
You should have never said that stuff.
I know when I'm getting yelled at, and I know when shit's serious, but I cannot. Thank you. Good looks. Yeah. I do not speak Creole.
Still representing for the.
But your brother speaks Creole.
He speaks Creole, and his crazy part is he's Haitian. He's half Haitian and half like Black American.
Mm. Oh, you're full Haitian.
I'm full Haitian. My pops is Haitian. My mom's Haitian. His pops is Black American. My mom's Haitian. And my sister knows how to speak it too. I don't know what went wrong in the house.
After a certain age, like the generation, your parents just be like, you're talking to English.
Just talk English. And that's it. All my friends speak Creole. Mm-hmm. All that shit gets me tight. I gotta learn it. I'm gonna get there though.
Right. Your friends from Redding, they speak Creole too?
Nigga, this, yes, I have Haitian friends.
No, I mean, the non-Haitian friends. Mine, I got non-Haitian friends that speak Creole.
There's no way.
Parle en Creole, un petit petit.
Okay. Me.
Say so.
A little bit. You know, I love me some Haitian spaghetti.
Come on.
Grill. Don't get Boulette. Me started.
Boulette.
Don't get
me started. Oh, so he loves the food. Though, right? So,
how couldn't I?
You gotta.
The plantains, the everything.
All right, let's listen into this.
You don't want to see the way. I might just see this bitch.
Yeah, he's on freaky time with this.
I might just see this bitch.
Yeah, you knew this shit too. You playing this shit. Look at that. Yo.
Okay. He might just see her. Watch out. I might just see her.
They're going to see you in the club like, don't see me.
I don't actually want to see
you. I got you.
I got
to
verify
play on
that.
Words,
that's
you know?
Saying, and the dance with it too. Now is it a TikTok dance?
It is a TikTok dance, yeah.
Straight from TikTok track? Yeah. Now, do you think making TikTok music, like, would you make TikTok music over just making a regular song? Like,
no.
All right, this song's strictly for TikTok.
No, every song that I make has, like, intention. Like, it's for something specific. It means something specifically. But that song specifically, I just...
With it's a
the,
fun song.
With the jersey, just, the jersey, what's it called? The jersey, the way the beat is.
Right.
It's just, it just made sense to make a dance to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I had to.
Yeah, no, it's a good song. Yeah. It's a good song. So
it's a definitely. Jersey club beat. That's what I'm trying to say. So like you could hear it in clubs where you could, if there's a dance to it, you could have people dance to it. Like, I feel like that's the quickest way.
So you're making regional music also.
Yeah.
But smart.
You got to do it all. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, you got to fill in a lot of pockets. But the main thing that I love is just spitting, just rapping.
Now, do you have in-house production, or do you just, how do you acquire your beats?
So I used to just go on YouTube, do YouTube beats. But I have a producer. His name is WannaCry. He's been helping my sound a lot. He's been making the way he makes the beats in front of me. Like, my process is, like, I would go to the studio with him. He would, I'd start smoking. Mm. He'll just start on the computer looking up samples on YouTube. He hits a seed that, the seed her, how it happened was we were on YouTube, right? And he just went through samples. Then he heard the, the guitar.
That sounds like Janet Jackson.
Watching Janet Jackson videos, you want to see her.
Nah, bro. Like he just heard that guitar sample and he was like, I'm gonna make a Jersey beat out of this. And I was like, bro, go ahead, do your thing.
Right.
So he starts cooking it up. He got the bass line with the Jersey beat. Boom, 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 boom. And when he's doing that is when I start writing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So like the first thing I wrote was, gotta be like this. Shake your body, move your feet like this, girl. Have fun. Let me see them hips. Wow. Get loose to the beat like this. And I just like, it just made sense. It came to me. Exactly. It just made sense. And we put that down. And then there's a breakdown in the beat where it slows down, doesn't have the Jersey shit. And in my head, I'm thinking like, this, I can just see this, people drinking, people going to a club. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying like, pour a shot of this, pour a shot of that. And then we just put it together like that. But that's usually how it goes, bro. He's amazing at this. Like he hears a sample, he's like, I'm going to attack it like this. And while he's making the beat, I'm writing. So he's not even finished with the beat yet. I'm writing. You know what
I'm
saying?
You guys are 100% independent.
100%. Straight up.
That's dope.
He's nice, bro. Shout out to WannaCry. Best producer. In Mass.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it right here.
Now, I heard you say when you were writing and stuff, you would be usually smoking.
Yeah.
And now you're not smoking with us today.
I'm not smoking.
What's up with that?
So every year, every September, I stop smoking and drinking for the month. You know what I'm saying? To get my mind right, because I'm a fucking pothead.
Mm-hmm.
I smoke 24/7. I smoke when I wake up. I smoke when I take a shit. Like, I smoke every moment, bro, in life. Like, and my mom hates that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, Haitian moms. But she has to deal with it. But so I just do it to challenge myself because, like, it gets overwhelming sometimes.
And do you feel different when you're writing your music during these break periods?
It do feel different, but it doesn't stop me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I rely on the weed for the inspiration. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, when I'm forcing myself to do it without it, I feel like I write better. Okay. You know what I mean? Because I don't have nothing to go back to. I'm forcing myself to, you know, get it down right here. Like, this is how you got to do it.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what you got cooking up right now? What you got coming next?
Oh, I got a bunch of I'm not gonna lie to you. I have a lot of shit lined up. I just don't know how to put it out.
Now you doing shows?
I have been doing. I did the bars over bars market for a little bit.
Okay.
But it was good for like the reps, like getting the reps in at shows and stuff. But I haven't done anything like. Except the show in Boston. I forgot what it was called. That was the biggest show I've done. It was the Blue Hill Ave.
Oh, show. The Jim Jones
one? The Jim Jones show, yeah. I opened it for Jim Jones.
Yeah. Now, when you say you don't know how to put yourself out there, what do you mean? Like, market that's, yourself?
That's or my...
I feel like you're young, 27. You should be up on this.
To be honest with you, that is my hardest... It's the hardest thing for me is marketing. That's I feel like I have the music down. I feel like I could spit like my ass off, but I don't know how to show people. And when I do show people, everyone's like amazed. Everyone's like, damn, like you sound good. But like, I don't know how to get it to the masses. I don't know how, especially in Boston. You know how hard it is in Boston. It's very clicky. It's very politic oriented. So like, I don't know how to get into those rooms.
Okay. Okay. We're gonna have to get you out here. This is the first step. You're on here.
Oh, shit,
just putting yourself out there.
My first podcast, man. I appreciate y'all again.
That's what's up. Now let them know where they can find your music at and everything.
Check me out at all platforms. I'm on Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon, Tidal. Everything you can find music, I'm there.
Yeah, but
is it just Rello? What's your name?
My name is Rello. My Instagram is hello_its_Rello. You know, find me on Instagram. You'll see I got a bunch of music on there on my feed. So you could check it out. See what type of MC I am. Definitely check me out. I'm coming. I'm going to conquer this. Like I'm coming for Boston. I really feel like I can make it out. But now I just got to figure out how to do it.
Now,
did you do any features with any of the Boston artists?
I would do features with Boston artists, but I just haven't yet. I feel like that's something I need to conquer too. I just need to connect with people more. I usually do features with the people I've already been doing music with.
Right.
But that's another thing. You're right, though.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get you out there. I mean, you want to... I know you said you like to spit. Do you want to spit today? No pressure, but I know you want to put yourself out there. I'm just trying to help you out. You got a beat for me? Dang, Rello. No, you got it on your phone. It hooks up. So do yourself your own favor.
Let's see what we got.
Put your favorite on and rock it out real quick. Let them know.
I give them a few bars.
You're out here because you're definitely talented.
Put you on the spot now.
Talented, Rello.
Ooh, I like that. I was trying to say nothing.
Don't let freaking.
Let me see if I can find a beat.
Itzy. Try to scare you up. You got it.
Man, everything but Gas Daddy, man. Crazy, Javon.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jesus Christ.
My bad.
I'm sorry. We're friends.
It's all great. It's all great.
Sometimes I get too comfortable, you know. It's ITS, my brother. You know, we back.
Yo, no, episode 24 is crazy, but there's so much other things going on in the world right now. Why Reggie gets ready to do this thing? Why find himself a beat? Yo, Dame Dash teeth just straight fell out his mouth. That yes. is wild.
Did you see the memes about it with Jay Z?
No, I didn't see that. But the fact that it's not even the part like yo, the part that even funny is the teeth fell out is when he gave his girl the phone like, hey, talk to him for a little bit. And he takes it back. Dave Dash of too cool fashion. Yeah. You ain't saying nothing.
Mad old dude's got dentures. I mean, on the DL.
Like pop in, pop out?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like they just got the teeth just taken out.
I think
like,
majority of people got screw-ins these days.
That's expensive. Even for these people with money. I'm just as expensive. Give me this full dentures. I can just pop in, pop out. But we're all getting older. Can't blame them. I mean, it's funny, but
I don't know. That's crazy, though.
What are you gonna do?
He's going nuts. He's trying to sell his shares of the Rockefeller Empire.
Don't you worry about it. We're gonna be out here. You're gonna get you awesome shows and stuff, and all the other avenues you want to go on. To what you say, rap at your highest level. That's your intention to rap at the highest level.
Make music at the highest level. Wouldn't even say rapping, just make music that a lot of people can enjoy, not just one demographic, a lot of demographics.
But I was about to ask, like, what's your target fan base?
Everyone, bro. But nah, everyone.
Right.
I'm sweating my ass off right now. I'm not gonna lie to you. Leaking.
Yeah.
I'm leaking.
Some water. You got water over there. But not but everybody.
Like, no, I feel like I can make music for every demographic. Like R&B. Like I have music that I'm not a hood nigga. I'm not claiming nothing like that. Mm-hmm. But I have
There's
music.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I agree with you, but I have music that I know niggas from the hood would feel. And understand.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause I've been through some shit. I know everyone has. That's the common thing about life, like your hardships and what you go through. And if you could articulate that and put it on a canvas, that shit means the most to me than anything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you're striving to do. So I mean, Next stop, I think, a little EP, a little album.
Yeah, that's what together. I'm going to move on. Yeah, I'm probably going to get one, sir. For the beginning of the new year, I'm going to have a EP.
You have
ready.
Your ASCAP and BMI and all that squared away?
I'm working on it. Yeah, I'm working on it. That's what I'm going to work on it. When I drop this EP, everything's going to be good.
Yeah. One step at a time, and then you know, again, that social media.
I gotta get the show. I have to post every day. Like you know,
yeah,
that's
you
a
really
part of the
do.
Grind.
We learned that too. You gotta post every day, even just little content. Just engagement is big too. They like want to see your face. They want to see you talking to them and stuff.
I'm so, down to work with any artist too. Back. I'm gonna reach out to people that I fuck with. I really enjoy. Do you know who Tyler Loyal is?
No,
he's from either Medford or Malden, but he's nice. He's like, he's one of my favorite people out here.
What's
I
want to
work
name?
With him. Tyler Loyal. He actually like, he could really spit.
He so you really got sing. Like five people out here you want to collab with? Five
people?
Cause I don't even like calling artists from out here local anymore. There's five artists from out here.
Well, definitely with. Tyler. Obviously, Millie's. I would love to work with Millie's.
All right.
Who else?
Any females or anything?
Shay Bands. I would work with Shay Bands. She's nice.
Mm-hmm.
There's a girl named Isha. I don't know if you know her. She's nice. Key's good too.
Key.
I don't know where she's from. But she's
wait, hold up.
Yeah.
So she's saying Shea Bands, Millie's, Tyler, two more.
I'm
the pressure.
I'm trying to think. I'm just trying to think.
Nah, that's not a bad list.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not a bad list.
I didn't expect Shea Bands. You know what I'm saying? You said Tyler, Millie's. That's dope.
No, I just like, I like the, she has a vibe. I like
yeah,
the vibe
she's fine.
She has.
And who's the guy that you just did the song with, Tint?
Oh, that's my boy Squire, Jay Squire. He's nice, bro. He's with the patois, Jamaican. He's mixing Jamaican and English together. He's out of this world. He's something different.
Check out that single.
Check him out too. I also want to shout out my boy Patch. He does that. He's an amazing artist too. He's coming up. It's my roommate. It's my boy. Okay. But hold on, we got Shea Bands. We got Millie's, Tyler Royal. Who else? Who else did I say?
That's all you
key.
Said.
Key was key. I want to
work with. Oh, Key. Yeah.
See, now I'm gonna be mad at myself because I'm gonna miss it.
Something to think about. Yeah. You know. As you continue your journey.
It is a lot of artists.
There's a lot of talented artists out there right now. They are. It's not that easy to be like, yo, when you say someone said your name five.
What is going on? Hopefully you'll be on that list soon, Rello.
Hopefully. That's the goal.
Stay the course because your music, it sounds like the music that I'm listening to on the radio today. Like it really does. Just the flow and what you're saying. It's kind of conscious rap. You have other songs again, like Seeds. I like that song. Where My Queens At or something? Where My Queens At. Yeah, that's a dope song.
That relates to what we're experiencing now in life, you know? So like, yeah, I love that song too.
What was the background on it?
So basically just, you know, one day scrolling through Instagram, all you see is ass shaking. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Shake your ass, girl. Do your thing. But like, where are my queens at? You know? I don't see enough of that no more.
This was different. 9 months after seed her and he found out. He found out it wasn't her. Now he wants to find himself a queen.
Yo, that's how life is, kid. You feel me?
Right? You have seen her to where my queen's at.
Where my queen's at, bro?
That's his range. Exactly.
I'm telling different demographics.
That is fire.
Different demographics, bro. But like that, as a person, I be going through different emotions too, bro. Sometimes I want to see her. Sometimes I just want a shorty just to lay next with. You know, just chill, watch Netflix.
That's life. You know what I mean? And that's what you, the songs you got to come up with. Exactly. The ones that are relatable. Stuff,
everyone can relate it. Relate to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's so funny you said that. So where do you see yourself in the next 2 to 5 years? I'll do my interview question.
2 to 5 years?
Mm-hmm. Your career, your rap career. Where do you want to be?
Where he goes.
Yeah, you manifesting.
I want to be on tour. I want to be, you know, I want to be on at least, this might sound cliche, but like on Rolling Loud, you know?
Okay. That's a goal.
Just a starting package.
It's crazy because it's always like one song away. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I'm like. That's how it's really one song away
for so many artists.
That's mm-hmm. it.
But it's like you have to have a caliber of songs already. That's like, all right, this group of guys is actually one song away. This group of guys are one song away from being in a category with this group of guys. So you do got to keep climbing up steps and all that shit and getting your name out there.
That's the main thing I do want to work on in the next 2 to 5 years is putting myself in rooms where all those artists are at.
Exactly.
Get your name out there.
I got you. I don't know if you guys know about the So Ripe Studios in Lowell.
No.
Do you know who Tange is?
No.
He's like Millie's videographer. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he started a studio in Lowell. One of my boys works there. I just need to go out there and just every month they have like a Pass the Ox. Type of shit, so you could play your unreleased music.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So I want to, you know, just go in the room where everyone's at.
Mm-hmm. That's the instead thing. You just gotta go to things.
Exactly. Just have to be more present.
Yeah.
And show who I'm at.
I am. That is one major part about it.
It is
being accessible.
It is, and I have, and all of this is a learning process for me because I can't just say I'm the best and not try to act like it. You know what I mean? Just stay in the pocket and not do nothing about it. Like I gotta be there to show it, and that's what I'm working on.
Yeah, Well, that's what's up. Well, we believe in you over here at Coffee, Blunts, and Donuts.
Appreciate y'all, for
too
real.
Too bad you ain't smoking.
Yeah, I'm actually tired about that. There's too many buns in the room.
I know, like y'all in your face. Sorry for the tease, but you know, you'll get back. You'll be back.
I'll be back. Smoking back, OD. So. My name ain't Rello for no reason. You feel me?
Oh, Cigarello? Is that what that is?
Yeah, my brother actually gave me that name.
Wait, you better get to that fast. As I'm asking the question, you're like, is that
what it is, right?
Or something else. Yeah, I mean it's off of Cigarello. Mm, but he called me that because how smooth I rap.
Oh, okay.
And you know, when you smoke a Cigarello or a Swisher, mm-hmm. you know, that's probably the first thing I rolled yep. when I started smoking.
Yeah.
So like that shit stuck with me. Huh?
How old did you when you did that?
I just straight out of high school, so I was probably 17, 18.
Okay.
Yeah. No. I didn't like it at first. I was like, what the fuck? Rello, what the fuck?
No, I'm talking about smoking.
Smoking? Yeah. Oh, I was smoking when I was a sophomore in high school.
Yeah, hold up. Yeah, because I was. Yeah. He's all demeanor change. Wait, smoking?
Oh, nigga. Nah. I've been chiefing, nigga. I've been chiefing since I was in
nah, nigga. I've been smoking. I've been smoking.
You want to hear something funny, though?
Yeah.
One of the first times I started smoking, right? This is before I even smoked. My brother, he would give me a nug of weed, right? He would tell me, yo, if you eat this, you'll get high. You know what I'm saying? So this nigga would feed me nugs of weed.
Oh, my goodness.
He'd just laugh at me, and I'm like, what the fuck? I went to school, and I told my friends, like, yo, like, I'm high right now. Like, I just ate a nug of weed. And they looked at me and started dying. I'm like, what you laughing at, brother? Like, you don't get high eating weed. Like, you have to. There's a process.
How old was you when he did
that? I was a freshman in high school. He just like, I just trusted this nigga. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I just trusted him. And he's like, nah. And I went back. I was like, bro, stop fucking feeding me nugs of weed, dickhead. And he just started dying, bro.
Nigga, they fed my whole house. He's like, yo.
He started dying, bro. I was like, nah. And then I actually, after that, I started smoking. That's and I was crazy. Seeing, all right, this is different.
See, and today everyone's eating weed, but just not the same way. Right
not
now.
The same, not nugs, nigga. That's stupid, bro. I feel stupid. You know, that happens. You're young, you do stupid shit, but like, he's a dickhead for that.
That's a brother's a four.
Yeah. You know? I still love that nigga. Awesome. Still love that nigga.
He's going to watch his shit and offer you a nugget to eat. You think, boy, I'm a dickhead, huh? Yeah, eat this.
I still can't believe I did that shit, bro.
And this, you was a freshman, so he's probably feeding you some, like, see, the weed. They get to, right. We get to also
chomping
the
fish. Chomping on seeds.
What kind of weed was it?
Bro, like, yes. I can't even tell you, bro.
Yeah, eat this chocolate tie. Yo, man.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Back then, all the worst dirt weed. Nah, it's not bad. It's chocolate tie. It's supposed to be brown. It's chocolate tie. You're like, nah.
Gross.
You put cocoa powder on this. This shit.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
What next for your music? We are coming out with an album.
Yeah, I'm gonna drop an EP. I just want to curate a vibe. Like, not. Mm. I don't want to be put. Like I told you, I don't want to be put in the pocket. So I'm gonna create something that like people are gonna be able to vibe to in all types of ways. So it's going to be like a collection of music. Obviously, I'm going to be spitting, but it's going to be different vibes. I'm curating different vibes. And I'm not going to tell you what type yet because mm-hmm. I want y'all to hear it. But like,
okay.
That's dope.
It's just going to put you in a different place. Each song is going to put you in a different place.
Yeah, now, who are you listening to? My fault. Sorry. Go ahead. Who are you listening to right now?
Right now? I'm still on the Drake vibe. Feel me?
That's how you feel about the old Kendrick and Drake thing.
That shit hurt. Nigga took an L. He took an L. I'm old enough and mature enough to understand that nigga. I hate how they think that he's buried though. Like that Kendrick buried him. Mm. But I think Drake is still here. He's still alive. You know what I'm saying?
He's not buried. He's, I mean, Drake's cooking up, obviously.
Yeah, but did you see what Kendrick did? Kendrick's about to do the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That's just crazy.
But hold up, wait, about, see what Kendrick
he's gonna
did.
Perform the song there. Is he gonna perform that song at the Super Bowl?
That's what I'm saying. That's crazy.
Now, yeah, listen.
They not like us.
Now listen, imagine just that. With a I'm brass not gonna act band, like
I don't bump that song.
With a
that's
brass band from New Orleans, like yo. But the ill thing about that is, you see the whole conflict with everyone being upset that it's not Lil Wayne.
Yeah, yeah. I'm kind of
connecting to Lil Wayne.
That shit weird though.
Yeah.
But what?
That shit. You don't think that's weird?
I
why
mean,
is it not Lil Wayne?
I forgot that they. Why is it?
Wasn't Lil Wayne on them one time before?
Maybe why a feature. Why is it not Lil Wayne? I mean,
it's
I don't
New
know.
Orleans, bro.
I don't know. That's dope. It would have been dope to see Lil Wayne up there.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe get a Hot Boys reunion for us.
Maybe he'll do a feature. Maybe Kendrick will.
Yo, but if
it's
it was
tough. Surprise,
if
it's
it was Lil Wayne, that's you know, Drake man. And Nicki would have been out there. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
For sure.
And like the way Kendrick just hijacked that shit, like it's all part of his. Yo, that nigga is crazy,
he's
bro.
Like, sit down, stay sitting down. Don't get up.
I respect Kendrick too, though. I'm not gonna
lie.
You can't deny Kendrick.
Like, yeah, you can't.
You can't. Like, he just played it way more strategic than Drake did. And I'm used to Drake doing the like being more strategic. But
so in your mind, what was Drake's major mistake in this battle? T, I want to know your opinion also. Justin, do you know anything about this battle? Because I might ask you. I'm gonna ask you your major. I mean,
I barely know Justin.
Yo, mine. I know what mine is. If people want to think about it, I can
go
say
ahead,
mine.
Tell,
yeah, go
tell
ahead.
Tell us
go
yours.
Ahead.
Honestly, I think his first major mistake was where he lost everybody. Is when he did the AI shit. Like, I don't think any of us really want to hear an AI Tupac and AI like that. Made no like. That was kind of weird.
I like that, bro.
Yeah,
about that. That was him egging him on.
But listening, but really listening to Pac, like, I guess, I don't know. That was weird.
I think, honestly.
And it wasn't like a dope Pac verse. Like,
yeah,
see
I
what
see
I'm
what
saying?
I do see what you're saying. And that probably got Kendrick even
and
more
then
tight.
Snoop's actually alive. He's Snoop. And AI is crazy also.
But you see why he did that, though. He was playing with the culture. Like, he had... That's the thing about Drake. Drake always stays with the culture around. That probably is, like, a social media thing. But you know how everyone thinks, AI, this is AI. This is not really him.
There's nothing wrong with AI, but what I'm saying is, well, there's a lot that could
there's
be
a lot
wrong
with
AI, but
bro.
I'm not, like, mad at AI. I'm just saying, in a battle. We're talking about battle rapping. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to lie. I thought Drake was about to spank Kendrick.
Me too, bro.
I thought he was about
you
to be like,
you can't win them all.
Too.
You can't win them all.
I thought J. Cole backed out because he was like, I don't want to get. But you know,
ultimately, you realize J. Cole, I was hurt when J. Cole backed out. No, I'm not going to lie. I was mad at that nigga. Now looking at it, I'm like, all right, bro, that nigga's smart.
He's like, I want no parts.
He's smart
Let
as shit. He's smart
out.
As
he
shit.
He stole my little toe, back out.
He was like, I don't want, yo, I'm not going to waste my peace on this shit. I'm
and,
not
and it's
going
more
to.
Than they not like us. It's like all of them. Everyone that he dropped came out like...
Not so
Meet the Grams.
Meet the Gram, bro. When I heard Meet the Grams, I it was over for me. Like the battle was over.
See what I'm saying?
Like that
the
shit.
The AI
hurt.
Is just like the AI just you got 0 points on that one.
No, it was the mastermind about it, bro. Drake just drops the Family Matters, and I was hyped. I'm in the car like listening to this shit. Ooh, 30 minutes later, Meet the Gram come out. With that little scary fucking piano shit.
Yo.
I was like, no,
you
this
said
nigga
scary.
Nigga, that shit was fucking frightening, bro. It was like, just talking, bro. He's talking his shit. And I'm like, damn, nigga. It was just smart. He did not even let anyone bump this nigga. He was like, nope, I'm not giving you enough time to breathe,
right.
Nigga. That's what Drake went wrong. I don't think he was prepared for that. He didn't have... You know why Kendrick took so long to respond? It's because he was loading up. He was stacking it up. So when I go, ready. I'm gone. So when he dropped that first one,
right.
Drops it, okay.
Yeah,
waiting for him, he waits for him, he drops the Family Matters, I have something ready for you. 30 minutes later, bow. The next day, drops Not Like Us. Bro, like that shit killed me, bro. That shit killed me. Like, I'm texting my friends like, yo, Drake just dropped. What the fuck? Then he texts back, Kendrick just dropped. I'm like, nah, nigga.
Now, would you want to see, would you want to be in like a type of rap battle? Nigga, like
I'm not ducking any
beef?
Type of smoke.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I don't like, I'm not going to like start anything. I'm not that type of nigga. But if niggas coming for me, I'm with it.
Ready.
Okay. I'm not ducking a fade. I promise that. I promise you that.
Nah, on the ones and twos. Okay.
I'm on it, bro. And I'm going to pay attention. I'm coming for you. If you're coming for me, I'm coming for you. But I'll never just come out the woodworks and be like, fuck this nigga.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not that type of nigga. I'm cool with people. Well, if niggas got a problem, we can settle it.
Yo, what do you problem, shit. He'll solve it.
We can settle it.
Alright, so back to the question at hand was, what do you think, T, what do you think Drake's mistake was in this? Just
well,
even
he's just
something?
Always so emotional, so he always wants to do the most and I try to get off on the top. So sometimes he goes too much. And
I don't think he was ready.
Hit, but you know.
Also, I also don't think he.
I still like Drake.
You gotta respect.
Oh wait,
opponent.
So we have two for Drake right now? Okay, that's what's up.
I mean, I like Kendrick's too. I like Drake. I listen to Drake more as an artist than I listen to Kendrick, to be honest. But I like Kendrick.
Think, honestly, before this. They Not Like Us, everybody did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird, like you said, him doing, it's like, it sort of died down a little bit. And the only reason people are talking about it again is because they just announced the Super Bowl. So it's almost like a double whammy.
Well, he was playing like, at all the concerts. This whole summer they were playing it just down.
Drake
got
a drop. They got to cover the whole three headed monster. Drake, Nicki, and Wayne just got a drop.
You have to respect
and
them.
And they're getting old now.
Birdman like, said on Miss Gladys.
They're fading out.
You seen that? Birdman said he's going to make them respect us.
I did see that.
He said, Nicki, Wayne, Drake, I'm going to make them respect us on Miss Gladys.
We'll see.
You know that means he means it.
We'll see.
I believe it, bro. That's the thing about the Kendrick, bro. Like, he really made a lot of people question Drake. Like, my roommate is Drake. They're Drake fans, but they both just started questioning him.
Yo, everybody's a closet but bro, Drake fan.
Yo, but the thing is, they start questioning him.
Nah, because the people that say they don't like Drake at the end of the day, like, come on. Like,
but it's the way that he made them change their perspective is crazy. Like, I never stood on the other side. Like, I always been like, whatever.
Because
he took
Drake
an L.
Won every battle he was always
real shit.
In.
Except that Pusha T one, he took L there too.
He never came at Pusha T though. He never came back really,
bro.
Pusha, he didn't really answer
the
Pusha
T. The W freestyle.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he said, "You got a son, nigga. You got a son." And he was like, "Whatever, bro. I was gonna tell niggas." You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, he's ducking Pusha T.
Yeah.
Pusha T dropped a lot of shit.
Yeah. I mean,
can't count that a battle. That was a bullying. Pusha T was bullying.
He bullied the fuck out of that nigga. And there's nothing you can really say.
I mean, either way, he's.
That's all Kendrick had to do is put Pusha T on the They Not Like Us remix and fucking.
That's another thing. That's another thing I respect about Drake. He never ducks it.
Yeah, like he's always up for
it. He starts
it. He's always open for it.
He can't duck it when you start it.
That's how he stays on it.
Drake always starts it.
Drake stays relevant.
We'll say Drake, like, right? Like, Drake, you see Drake in the club and you don't say hi. Drake leaves the club and goes to the studio.
Right.
Or you
want to
walk by?
That's that Scorpio shit. That's that emotional, like, I'm getting the ultimate revenge right now. Like,
you want to walk by and not say hi? All right.
Nah, but it was Kenny who started that one, bro. Kenny was on his head for like 10 years, bro.
It was Kenny.
Kendrick, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I know him by Kenny.
Yo, that whole beef, I was calling him Kenny, bro. I don't know why.
Sorry.
Yo, Drake fans are wild. He said Kenny. He was on his shit.
He was on his ass, bro. He was talking shit all the time.
10 years?
For like 10 years, yeah. Which I don't understand. You know, we're not getting into because this shit gets me emotional, bro. I don't like this shit.
Yeah. You're the ultimate Drake fan, so let's not get him riled
that
up.
That sounds
okay?
crazy, though. I want to go
What up?
Let's not get him riled up.
I don't think Drake's gonna let him come at him for 10 years.
Bro, I'm telling you, he was letting shit slide. And then that, what's the song? Like That? The Like That came out, and he was like, yo, I can't. It was so direct that he couldn't duck it. You know what I'm saying? He was like, all right, we're gonna have to catch this. And he lost. He took L. But he's coming back for sure.
He said some cryptic shit, right? Like, it's not over, round two. Or...
Round two. But did you hear what Kendrick said on that fucking halftime shit?
What?
The halftime, he said, there's only one championship. There's no round two.
Yo, Kendrick is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yo.
There's only one Super Bowl. And what did Drake say in that shit? Yo. As big as the Super Bowl. Yo, see? Kendrick is strategic. He's just smart.
What a troll.
Yeah. It's like a subtle troll. Like, Drake is mad blatant about his trolling.
Nah, but don't sleep on Kendrick. You guys, like, yo, he produced that whole fucking Black Panther album, which was fire, right?
He produced it?
Yeah.
He made the beats and everything?
Nah, I don't have made the beats. He was the producer. They said he got the producer credits.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You look on the back of the album. That's what he's,
that album was fire, though.
Yeah, it was fire. Good. His shit's fire. He's like sleepily.
No, he's
sneaky.
A good artist.
It's like when J. Cole does a feature. Like, you don't got to listen to J. Cole all the time, but when he does a feature, you're kind of like, God damn.
Yeah, no, he's a good artist. Like, he's a very good artist. So he's going to do a good job at the Super Bowl.
He is.
We'll see.
He is.
But
should have been Lil Wayne, though.
He better not be old Drake.
Maybe he will. Yo, that's
Drake's
gonna,
to apologize and perform. They're not like us with him. Do the remix.
He stays
like
performing to it at his concerts. Drake. Drake. He plays it on his concerts.
No, he don't.
Sings along to it. Yes, he does.
Ain't no way.
He probably this video of it. He shows himself.
Yeah, exactly. So it's it's like that Eminem thing. Like, talk about yourself before people talk to you about you. Yeah,
he knows this is gonna go viral.
Exactly. So. Just at this point, just laugh about it.
Which you can. Yeah.
It's a good sport.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. But you know, back to Rello. You know, you gotta keep the attention on you in these interviews. Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck Kendrick. Yeah, keep it on yourself.
It's big,
you know?
Rello. See, that's another thing though. Since we're talking about it, knowing that Drake, you know, is on a decline.
There's an open slot.
That's what I'm saying.
You better make yourself.
And I really feel like I could fill that spot.
Time waits for no man.
It doesn't.
Exactly.
I could fill that spot. I really genuinely believe I could talk to the masses. Like, okay. If you listen to me, you would enjoy what you hear. And every time that I've shown anybody my music, they say the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's good to the, it's good on the ears.
Mm-hmm.
You'll like it. I'm not saying bullshit. Like, it's all shit that you could connect with and you could hear and enjoy.
I agree.
Tell them again where they can find it at. Exactly. Tell me Instagram. The whole handle.
Hello, it's Rello. So it's HELLO_ITS_RELLO. Hello, it's Rello. Follow me on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? I'm there. We live and thriving. I'm on all platforms. You know, Spotify, Apple Music. I have about 12 songs out. And I have about 60, 70 in the vault that are coming out soon. So just be aware. Be ready. And I got some hits. I'm telling
70
you.
Tracks. Huh? That's what's up. Plus the 12.
I'm making.
Hey, that's what, 82? Mathematician over here.
Well, look at you. That was quick, too.
That's simple math.
I'm just saying it was quick. You got that?
Definitely check out all his music. Rello, again, thank you for supporting us and letting us.
That's what's up. Welcome to Coffee, Blunts, and Donuts, man. Welcome to the family, bro.
This is amazing. It was a beautiful experience. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you again for, yo, so I was just honestly one day just listening to some of his music and I heard that track. And that's when I said to you, like, yo, what'd you think about
definitely.
This?
Definitely. I was like, oh, yeah, definitely. That's when I asked you, like, yo, it just rolls through. It's so smooth and it's us. And thank you for letting us use it.
Of course. How did that come apart, though? I remember I showed you, I'm sorry. Yeah. I showed you the track.
Yeah.
And you was like, you know what? I think I'm going to use this. Can I use this? I'm glad that you guys actually did. I thought you were just fucking with me, to be honest with you.
Nah, yeah.
I appreciate y'all.
So, we thank you again.
Thank you for that.
Of course. I appreciate y'all for letting me
Rello.
Get on.
Yes.
No, definitely. We're going to have you back.
Next time I'm here, I'm smoking.
Yes.
I'm fucking smoking.
We got one.
I'm rolling
for you.
My own. I'll show you how to roll, okay? Because I know
think
he's
so?
I know so, bro. We've been through this. I'm better rolling than you.
Yeah,
I can't prove that right now, but
you're having a challenge. Sounds like a challenge.
I'm a better smoker. I smoke better than you too. This guy.
All right, chill. You're right. You do smoke better than we do.
All right. Donuts. Like, that, share, yo. Subscribe. Until next time.
Donuts, episode 24. Thank you.
Bye. Peace.